And welcome into the Jaguars.com postgame report. An unhappy final today, 41-3. That's a bit of an understatement. 3-3 at halftime and a complete washout in the second half.
Yeah, it's the third game that you've lost at home. 75 points combined that you've lost by in those three home games. And you got to take that into the bye week, and that's going to be hard to swallow.
Yeah, and you know, the shame of it is it was a heck of a game for 40 minutes, and then it's all washed away because, you know, you're talking coming out and being 3-3, and you have one field goal deficit, and all of a sudden one interception, you know, it turns the whole thing around, and it shouldn't do that. One play shouldn't turn it like that.
Defensively, early in this game, there was an interception. Cox got his hands on one. They kept Marshall in check relative to the rest of the day, but just couldn't hang on there in the second half at all.
No, and Brandon Marshall was a factor. They flip-flopped Derek Cox on whatever side Brandon Marshall was going to, and I thought that Derek Cox played well for the most part, but Brandon Marshall ended up catching quite a few balls. You know, the thing that I didn't like was at the end of the ball game, much like you had against the Houston Texans, where you gave up what is considered a four-minute drill, where you allowed the opponent to eat up the clock and run the ball on the ground. And, you know, you can't allow that to happen. And the last one was probably the worst one because they had backups in the game, and you don't ever want to have that happen.
Well, and I guess we move on to offense now, and it's sort of the same story on offense. There were some good things early. You had one drive where you converted some third downs, and things actually looked like they were turning around. And then the second half, again, one interception and the wheels sort of come off, and that just can't be the case.
Bye week coming up for both of these teams. The Jaguars will visit Oakland in 2 weeks.